Good evening. This is your Tesla Daily Update for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. Let's start with the market. Tesla stock closed yesterday at $386.42, down about 1.5% from the prior session. Trading volume was robust at over 50 million shares, as investor sentiment remains cautious ahead of tomorrow's first quarter earnings report. Now, the top stories. After years of delays, Tesla appears ready to finally unveil its next-generation Roadster. Electrek reports the reveal could come any day now. The original Roadster was revealed way back in 2017, and production has been pushed back repeatedly. Insiders suggest the new version will feature dramatic improvements in range and acceleration, potentially reaching 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds. In infrastructure news, Tesla has submitted plans for its very first Robotaxi-only supercharger stations. These new charging locations will be reserved exclusively for Tesla's autonomous ride-hailing fleet, and the first ones are expected in Arizona. This marks a significant step in Tesla's transition from a consumer EV company to a broader autonomous mobility platform. On the earnings front, Wall Street is bracing for a challenging Q1 2026 report from Tesla. Analysts widely expect the company to post lower year-over-year profits, with some calling the era of explosive growth effectively over. Revenue growth is projected to be in the single digits, a stark contrast to the hypergrowth Tesla investors had become accustomed to. The key question heading into the report is whether Tesla's energy storage and robotaxi ambitions can offset weakness in core automotive margins. In a notable first for electric vehicles, Tesla's Cybertruck has become the first AC vehicle-to-grid asset approved in California, through a partnership with Pacific Gas and Electric. This means Cybertruck owners can now sell electricity back to the grid during peak demand. It's a milestone for EV-to-grid technology and could pave the way for a much larger V2G ecosystem. And finally, Tesla has settled another wrongful death lawsuit, but notably, this one had nothing to do with autopilot. The lawsuit centered on the vehicle's speed limiter function. The settlement signals Tesla's willingness to resolve legal exposure quickly, even in cases unrelated to its driver assistance systems. That's all for today's Tesla Daily Update. Stay tuned for our earnings coverage tomorrow, and we'll bring you the latest as the Roadster reveal unfolds. Thanks for listening.